Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisavai, which of course means that we are coming very close to Rosh Hashanah, to the Yom HaDin, coming very close to the point where reading the Techacha will be meaningful, Bezus Hashem, to us on this coming Shabbos. I'd like to talk about a few nekudas on the parasha. Let me start with Perek Chav Zayin, Pasik Yud Ches, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Perek Chavav, Pasik Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, we have a very unique exchange. It says, Es Hashem Hamarta Hayayim, Yes Lachay Lelikim. The Jewish people have spoken about Hashem to be to us Lelikim. The Gemara says, where did the Jews say it? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'Hashem Hemircha Hayayim, Liya Yisrael La'am Segula. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about you two things. Liya Yisrael La'am Segula, you're going to be a chosen people. And then, the following pasuk, V'Liya Yisra Am Kadosh La'Hashem Elokecha. And to be a holy people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Now, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this about the Jewish people? So Rashi brings the two things. Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem said you'll be in Am Segula. Where is that? So Rashi brings from Parshas Yisra, V'yisam li Segula. That was when they came to Har Sinai. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that you're going to be a Am Kodesh Kashadibalach? So Rashi, V'yisam li Kadoshim, Parshas Kadoshim. What could be shver about these Rashis? Very simple. Two, three-word Rashis. Hashem said you'll be in Am Segula in Yisra, where he said, B'yisim li segula, and Hashem said, you'll be in Am Kadosh by B'yisim li Kadosh. The Sefer Davar Tov, he has the following extraordinary kash. He says, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about the Jews, you'll be in Am Segula, and you'll be a Goy Kadosh. Hold on a second. In Parshas Yisrael, B'yisim li segula, that's where it says you'll be a segula. But there it also says that you will be to me Melechus Kainim V'Goy Kadosh. It says there in Yisrael, in the same parasha, also that Klal Yisrael will be a holy people. So the question is, if in this parasha, in Parshas Yisrael, it says Hashem said about the Jewish people, you'll be an Am Segula and a Goy Kadosh, why say Am Segula Parshas Yisrael and Goy Kadosh Yisrael Kadoshim? No, both should be in Parshas Yisrael. In Parshas Yisrael, it says both. It says Yim Segula, and it says Yim Malchum Hamlechas Kainim V'Gai Kadosh. Extraordinary kasha. Really, extraordinary kasha. Emfert, the Sefer Dover Tov, says it's important to realize there are two ways to be a Gai Kadosh. It's to be a Gai Kadosh with what Chazal called Isararusa Deleilo. God's love for the Jewish people. And he says, you will be to me, Mamlechas Kainim V'Goy Kadosh. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to Klal Yisrael. There's a second Goy Kadosh, Kadoshim Tihu. The Chiyuv in Parshas Kadoshim, that Hashem said, V'yisim li Kadoshim. It's a different Kadoshim. Here we're talking about a Kadoshim, that's what? That comes from us. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael to be an Am Segula, chosen people, and we respond by trying to be a Goy Kadosh. That's a statement. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the gift of an Am Segula and the gift of being a Goy Kadosh, no. Klal Yisrael says no. We're going to respond to V'yisim li Segula by trying to be the Kadoshim Tiyu, the holy people, V'yisim li Kadoshim. It's a very important message when a person recognizes the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. It comes Yamim Neiram, it comes the Yayim Adin. I feel like saying to the Rabbi Nishalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your Jewish people. I'm in a shul with people davening, pouring out their hearts. 2,000 years ago, we left Eretz Yisrael. 2,000 years ago, we were thrown out into this Golus. 2,000 years later, in a chain of generations that goes through all over the world, all the continents of the world, all the countries of the world, We go from one place to the other. When Klal Yisrael had the Churban, no one dreamt there's even an America on the other side of the world. And here we are going from one place to the other and calling out to you, Rabbi Nishalev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's built in the Yisam Lisegula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is there an Am Echad like Klal Yisrael? What's the response to that feeling? It's an important feeling to have, a pride in Klal Yisrael. What's the response to that? The response to that is, V'yisim li ma'amalachas kaivim ha-kadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us holy? No. The response to that is, V'yisim li kadesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the response to the unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to feel a sense of Kedusha. And that's what it means. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem hamarta hayayim, yes lecha leilaikim, v'Hashem him yircha hayayim. You recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, Klal Yisrael, as a very unique people. And that's a call to a sense of Kedusha. For my second offering of the day, I'd like to turn back to the beginning of the parasha, where we have the parasha of Vidui Maisris. We have the parasha of the Viduis of Maiser. And what is that? What's Vidui Maisris? So as it says in Yeridaya, it's actually brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Shin Lamed Aleph. Sif Kuf Mem, a very long simon. Mitzvah Saseh Lizvadeh Slavnei Hashem. It's a mitzvah Saseh to say Vidui in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achar Shemaisiyah Kol HaMatonis. After you give out your Truma, your Maisa, your Maisa Rishon, your Maisa Sheni, your Maisa Ani, you say Vidui. When do you say Vidui? Go to the next Sif, Sif Kuf Mem Aleph. Eima Saim Izvadim, when do you say Vidui? The Mincha Biyantav Achrin Shal Pesach, Shal Revias Rishvias. Mincha on the last day of Pesach, on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, you say a Vidui, the Vidui as it says in the Pasuk. That's the mitzvah of Vidui Maestris. Is it something that we do today? Continuing, in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, after Sif Kuf Mem and Sif Kuf Mem Aleph, you go to Sif Kuf Mem Beis. Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalai Bifnei Abayis. Whether the Beis Hamidrash is standing or not, you say Vidui Maestris. According to that, the mitzvah of Vidui Maestris applies nowadays as well. The Gra, in his note to Sif Kuf Mem Beis, the Gra is Ais Reish Chav, says, Aval Harayvit Chvelik Olav, Shavidu Lefnei Hashem, Ve'enei Elo Bebayis. The Ravid argues, it says, in this week's parasha, that you should say Yavidoi Lefnei Hashem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that means by the bias. Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, B'yarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. So we have here a machlekes. Now I want to tell you a rule from the Igros Chazonish. The Gra has notes on the Shulchan Aruch. There's a code to the notes, says the Chazon Ish in the letter. If the Shulchan Aruch says a shita, and the Gro writes, Doloi kaharayvid, then he's agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch, and he's teaching you that there are those who disagree. If the Gro's language is Aval harayvid chaylik, that means he means to paskin like the Ravid, which means the Gro's paskining that it does not apply bizman as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, who holds that it does apply Bizman Hazeh. In 1893, in Volozhin, a kuntres was published. The name of the kuntres was Kuntres Amiras Hayamim. And that kuntres, which was printed anonymously, called on all of Klal Yisrael to say Vidui Maestris, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Laretz. And it's going with the sheet of the Mechaber. And it said, V'amarta lefnei Hashem, that's in the shuls, in the batei kenesiyos, u'batei midrashos. It said, V'koshke mishiyocha lamed lefnei koysel hamaravi. And he said that the din of Vidui Maestris, lemaisa lehalacha, should apply, and that a person should do it at the right year and the right time, should do the mitzvah of Vidui Maestris. It was published anonymously, but had three askamas from the Netziv, the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, from the Aruch HaShulchan, and from the Aderes, the Rav of Volozhin. Deres was, I believe, Rabbi Avraham David Rabinowitz Tumim. He was a Rav of Volozhin at that time. In his Askama, the Aderes wrote, Kavona Samachaber L'Shem Shemayim. It's not political. This is meant to be L'Shem Shemayim. And this, as you can imagine, caused a firestorm. The three of the Gedalei Hadar in the Litvisha world, and the Tziv, the Archa Shulchan, and the Aderes, are saying that on the 4th and 7th year of the cycle, in Chutz La'aretz, you should say Videi Maestris. It caused something of a stir. Later, it was revealed that the author of this kuntrus was none other than the Aderes himself. It's interesting that he wrote, Kavona Samachaber L'Shem Shemayim. Later, the Aderes moved to Eretz Yisrael. He, in 1901, Reb Shmuel Misalant, amazing, Reb Shmuel Misalant, who lived in those days, lived to his mid-90s, was Rav in Yerushalayim for 70 years when he passed away. And at this point, he was advanced years, he was in his 80s, and he called on the Aderes to come to succeed him as Rav of Yerushalayim. And he did that. And when he came in 1901, in Tofer Ish Samach Gimel, which is 2 years later, was a Shemitah year. He reprinted this kuntrus, but in his own name. And therefore, he called on everybody to do Vidoy Maestros. The Rav Tukhatsinsky writes, we did it, either it's min hadin like the Rambam, or we did it as a chumrah. And Mamela, the Vidui Maestros took place. I don't believe the minig is to do it anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Brak, it's not done. It's in Igeres Chazainish, who writes unequivocally, Ein mitzvahs Vidui Maestros b'zman hazeh. But in Eretz Yisrael, there are those who do. The Chaye Yodam, in his Halacha Sefer Shari Tzedek, has a horror. How could there be Vidui Maestros today? No, I should point out, I will not do Vidui Maestros. I never owned Tevel that I should separate Chumas and Maestros. Most Yidden today wouldn't do it anyway. But it means those to whom it applies, who could say, B'yarti HaKadosh Ben HaBayis. Back to the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says, how could you say Vidui Maestros? It says, Loi B'yarti Mimenu B'tomei. I did not make any of this nice of the Chumas and Maestros Tamei. So how in the world could a person say, Lo ibi arati mimenu betamei? Sarachi and Gadol, and these Gedolim, who apparently held to do Vidui Maestros b'zman hazeh as well. But al kaponim, here we have another parish in the Torah, and we who are not involved in agriculture at all, should make it our business to know which halachas apply and which halachas don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. It's a chelek haTorah. Most Jews don't know that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. If you have a bush or a tree, the fruit of the first 3 years, that doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. Most people are not aware of it. So it's something to know, and at least for today, I've helped you with one of the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Vidui Maestros, to know where it comes from. The Shlach HaKadosh held that when a person is Tameh, a person should count, just like Sfira, Hayayim Yom Rishon for Shiva Nekiyim, Hayayim Yom Sheni L'Shiva Nekiyim. He should count. Now, the Yehuda wrote about the Shlach, no one agrees with him, Oyev Mitzvahs Lo Yisba Mitzvahs. Somebody who loves Mitzvahs looks for new Mitzvahs. And therefore, he looked for more Mitzvahs. That could be said about the Aderes. Oye mitzvahs lo yisba mitzvahs. The Aderes tried very hard to push that Vidui Maestros should be mekuyim bisman hazeh. Later arrive it. Okay, vasa shlach. So do it later arrive it. Bisman hazeh. And, I'm sorry, later Rambam bisman hazeh. We'll see in a different Thursday shiur that he tried to do the same thing with hakel, which is also a sukkahs mitzvah. But in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll leave that as we get closer to Sukkot for the Mitzvah of Hakel. And so, I have shared with you today an idea regarding this Am Segula and Am Kodesh, and an idea regarding Vidui Maestros, which is Alochavart, but the Musa Shabbai, Oyev mitzvahs, la yisma mitzvahs. You look for more and more mitzvahs. Guten Shabbos to one and all.